Coming up on December 3rd. Craig, what day is December? That's tomorrow already, right?
I can't believe
it. Well, we are in December. The December days are counting down. And December 3rd, something very special for the Elyria Catholic High School called Miracle on Poplar and Golf. We've got with us President Ann Heiderbach. Miracle on Poplar and Golf.
Yes, that's what we're calling it.
This is something new, right? Have you done this before?
It's brand new this year. Brand new this year. Yep. We're just launching it.
And this is a live nativity with real animals. So what's the logistics of putting something like that together?
Yes, this was just an idea that came to mind last year. We have such a beautiful campus, you know, right here on the corner of Poplar and Golf, where we have lots of traffic. And I said, we really need to showcase Elyria Catholic and showcase the students and our school. And what better way than to invite people into our yard and really into our community? And by having live animals on the front yard, like, how much fun would that be to invite people of all ages to come and check out the reason for the season? So it's so funny because I actually happened to ask one of our students last year, hey, do you know anybody that has, you know, nativity animals? And he said, yes, I actually do. So I was kind of shocked by that answer. And we started putting this into place a year ago, actually. I made the phone call and reached out, and we will have a camel and a donkey and some sheep and goats. And it is a petting zoo, if you will. Like, people will be able to interact with the animals. And then we will have characters. We have the Holy Family that will be here. There's some wise guys, a shepherd, an angel, and people can really interact with the Holy Family, some singing that will be going on, and just a bunch of different activities.
You know, that takes it to a whole new level when you can get a camel.
I know!
It does.
That's what I was so excited about. And apparently, you know, I'm hoping that this is a tradition that we continue to do year after year and build relationships within the community and really just welcome them here to EC.
So, Ann, what was your thought when this was approached to you? Or you thought, you know, they were going to do this? You said, take it.
Well, my thoughts align exactly with Beth's thoughts. So, last year was my first year as president, and December rolled around, and I looked at the front of campus, and I said, it sure looks dark from Gulf Road, and I said, we need to do something Christmassy for the season on in front of campus. So, we ordered a huge wreath and put a big light on it on the front of the building that faces golf. And then I guess Beth caught the spirit as well last year. And then I said, let's have a wreath lighting next year. Let's have like an event that people can come to. And that's when Beth said, let's have a live nativity. So it was the merging of a couple ideas and wanting to showcase Elyria Catholic and show the community that we are part of Elyria and Lorain County. We're not an isolated entity on the corner of Gulf and Poplar. We welcome people to our campus. So, and people that don't go to school here or people of all faiths, we welcome them to our campus. So it really boils down to our philosophy in being partners within the community.
I've waited at that light many times near there so that I know the grounds and to give a chance to people to see what's going on. Again, this is going on from 5 to 7 tomorrow, live nativity with real animals, wreath lighting. Now, who's providing the musical performance?
So that would be our students. Yes, yes, very exciting. Our students will be performing songs that they are getting ready for their Christmas concert next Friday, December 10th. I believe that we will have some instruments being played as well as some caroling going on the ground as the event is taking place.
Then I also see the visitors asked to bring a toy for the Chronicle Telegram's Not Forgotten box. So it's always kind of good for some folks there to enjoy what you're doing, but also maybe, you know, helping out at this time and getting a little bit of the spirit as well. What was it like to recruit the actors, the people to be a part of that? One thing with the animals, it's the other thing to have the folks that are there. Do you have sort of how many people are involved in that?
Beth, make sure you mention who the mother and the baby Jesus is.
Absolutely. So last year, as this began to be cultivated, we were blessed with the information that one of our faculty members was having a baby. And I recruited her immediately. I didn't need to know the gender of the baby. I said, just be aware that I'm going to need a baby Jesus in a year. And she said, are you serious? And I said, yes, absolutely. So one of our faculty members and her 4-month-old child is going to be playing the role of Mary and Jesus. And one of our star football players, Archie Kenny, is actually going to be playing the role of Joseph. And what's beautiful about this is that we've talked with our students, you know, Terry Ziegelmeyer, our director of admissions, myself, and some of the teachers have just said, hey, what would you think about participating? And the kids are like, yeah, sign me up. I'm so excited to be part of it. They really don't know what to expect because this is the first time that we're doing this. But I love that our students are so willing to jump in and assist us where needed. We've been working on this all week, getting ready for it. And the amount of help that the kids have been providing has been awesome.
And is there a big buzz in the school about this then?
There is, like I said, they're not quite sure what to expect, but they're excited. And they're excited to have the animals coming to school. And they're excited to see some of the students that are playing the roles of the wise men and the other characters that will be featured. So it's been a great week. We've really been getting in the spirit of Christmas this week, decorating the hallways and getting the kids excited. I think they've needed it this year, especially coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah, there's been a lot of the choirs and those arts end of the schools have been, you know, last year kind of really was non-existent or really done in a small. Those people that have that sort of performing energy, they need the place to get it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Again, this is going on from 3 to 5, I should say from 5 to 7 on December
5
3rd.
5
mm-hmm.
to 7.
5 to 7 with the Christmas lighting, the Christmas bazaar as all. Anne, do you have any part of this? Is there going to be like any opening presentation or how's it going to start? What did you figure out for that?
Well, the 5 to 7 will be everything that Beth described, live nativity, the caroling, the bazaar that we have. At 6 o'clock, we will have, because we didn't have a lighting ceremony of the wreath last year, so we're having the wreath lighting ceremony at 6 o'clock, sort of like right in the middle. People will be there. That's a good time frame for people to arrive. Of course, they can arrive anytime, but at 6 o'clock is the wreath lighting ceremony, and I'll be making a few remarks then.
Sounds good. Well, our involvement with Elyria Catholic goes with this past season with the football team. We want to congratulate your team on as far as they were able to take it this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guest this morning, President Anne Heidersbach, and also Beth Atkins, the Academic Dean with Elyria Catholic. Again, Miracle on Poplar and Golf, coming up Friday from 5 until 7. Ladies, thank you for joining us, and thank you for helping us get through my technical issues at the start of this.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you for having us.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.